My name's Stephen Kent. I live here in Greensboro in Guilford County.
What do you think is the disconnect the public has about the Republican Party?
I think the disconnect with the Republican Party is compassion. Over time, I think the Democratic Party has been able to claim compassion for people who are in need and compassion for people who are being overwhelmed by society and overwhelmed by oppression. And I think the Republican Party has fallen victim to being unable to say that they care about people. And I think the Republican Party does care about people. I think that we have solutions that benefit everybody who's in need and wants to get back up on their feet. But we require different things and require more sorts of responsibility. And I think the sooner that we can come across more as the party that cares about people and start reflecting genuine love for all people in America, I think that we'll be a better party and a better future for this country.
You said that even though Mitt Romney did not capture the presidential seat, you're still optimistic for the Republican Party. Why?
I'm definitely optimistic about the future. Two consecutive losses for the presidency definitely sets things in perspective for the party and the places where this party has become archaic. I think there is a cultural perception of Republicans that is inaccurate for their conservative beliefs, and there is a certain amount of infighting that is occurring so much, and the Tea Party that has dominated the media coverage. The image of the party is definitely the image of the old. And I think in 2016, with Ryan, Rubio, Jindal, possibly Nikki Haley, and Chris Christie, you're going to see a wave of relatively different brand Republicans, younger Republicans, and minority Republicans who are going to change or at least challenge the way that people see the Republican Party. And I think that's very important for us. The sooner that we get these different people out there and change our brand, the sooner we can start winning these big elections. And I'm definitely optimistic about being a young Republican right now because we are the people who are going to get to make that change.